Good morning and welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Liz Hoffman, your host of the show, and Faith and Family is underwritten by our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can check out their website and all the great things that they have to offer, and we have a link to Concordia on our website. That's kfuo.org. Well, this week on the show, we're talking about Lutherans and education. We're having a different guest each day of the week to discuss various areas of education. Now, I want to remind you that you, our listeners, get to be a part of this show. We'd love for you to call in or email your questions and comments for our expert. You can call or email anytime during the show. Those numbers are in St. Louis, 314-505-7850. Or if you're outside of St. Louis, call 800-730-2727. You can also email those questions or comments to family@kfuo.org. We'd love to hear from you during the show. Now, yesterday we learned how homeschooling can be a great option for many families. Today we're going to discuss the mission of sharing the love of Jesus Christ with children, not just in one area, but around the world. David Saving is the executive director of the Children's Christian Concern Society, which partners with Lutheran pastors and teachers in 28 countries they provide Christian education to. 35 years as a minister of Christian education in the LCMS is what David has experienced, and his last 13 years as being a DCE were focused in the community service and world missions. Much of his focus in missions has been in the Central America region, dealing with training and building schools in Lutheran missions in Guatemala, Nicaragua, Haiti, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. David is the graduate of Concordia University in St. Paul, Minnesota, with a graduate work at the University of Houston. David, thank you so much for being a part of Faith and Family today. David, can you hear us? David, thank you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you
hear me? Great. We've got you now. Thank you so much for being a part of Faith and Family.
Yes, it's great to be with you, Liz. I look forward to it. First of all, I just need to say to all of your listeners and to you, what you just read about me is that I'm about being a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through Christian education. And so I don't claim to be an expert, but just his humble servant trying to do the best to bring that good news of Jesus around the world. So.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. And like I said, we are so thankful to have you on today, and we know that education is so important to the whole world as far as, I guess, bettering ourselves. Now, if someone grows to adulthood without being able to read or write, what are some of the disadvantages that they're going to encounter?
Well, of course, that question is a good question. And as I traveled around the globe through, you know, Africa and South America, Central America, and many of those adults, and primarily those that I deal with are Lutheran adults connected with our Lutheran missions and schools in those underdeveloped countries. And they just the problem is they can't get out of poverty. It's very difficult if they don't have an education. Let me just give you an example of some of those in terms of what does it mean to be the whole concept of CCCS is about helping children and families get out of poverty, you know, that destined life that they have. And we believe that Christian education is the pathway out of poverty. And so those adults who don't have an education typically are stuck in that poverty-stricken life. And for an example, one of the adults says this is what they see in terms of their poverty-stricken life. He says, when I don't have any food to bring my family, you know, I borrow mainly from my neighbors and friends, and I feel ashamed standing before my children when I have nothing to help feed the family. I'm not well when I'm unemployed. It's terrible. And that's from Guinea-Bissau. And that's their basic definition of what it means to be poor and in poverty. Another one from Moldova says this, for a poor person, everything is terrible. Illness, humiliation, shame. We are cripples. We are afraid of everything. We depend on everyone. No one needs us. We are like garbage that everyone wants to get rid of. Those are the very words of people in underdeveloped countries, how they feel about living in poverty. And so there's so that's the key is, you know, I believe that education is, again, that step out of poverty. And some of those quotes come from a well-written book that I would recommend to your listeners. It's called When Helping Hurts by Steve Corbett. And talks about, you know, how do we get people out of poverty. And
Okay. Now, I was going to say that you've traveled around the world telling the story of CCCS to many churches. Tell us about the education levels in some of these different cultures.
Well, again, as you said, we're in 28 countries. We have over 250 program sites, educational sites. And when I say we, it's not CCCS. All of those sites that we help support financially are indigenously run and led by pastors and Lutheran teachers of those particular countries and in those villages. But in terms of the again, your question was the educational level.
Tell us about that education level in some of those.
Yeah. Out of those 250 sites, we have preschools. All the way up through high school. We don't go into the university system and supporting students post-high school, but primarily the educational levels range from that. Primarily our focus is on primary schools and Lutheran schools. So, you know, CCCS has been going through a transformation in these past 3 or 4 years. Looking at what is our vision and what are we trying to accomplish. And it's the past 5 years, we've really focused in what we call the 10-40 window, which basically covers North Africa, the Middle East area, and all the way through China and the Southeast Asia. And because that's where the majority of the population, the global population is, and have less than 3% Christian beliefs there. So that's what we have been focused these past 5 years and moving into those countries.
Okay. And I was going to say that, you know, to us it may seem obvious, but not to everyone, as far as what are some of the advantages of knowing just how to read and write into a third world country where many people just don't know how.
Right. Well, of course, the advantage is, I mean, if you can't, you can just imagine in terms of applying for positions or you don't have the opportunity to provide that. But also, there's some statistics basically that kind of point that if you can read and write, the opportunities grow so much. There's a statistic that says for every additional year a student spends in school could increase their personal income by 10%. So without having the opportunity to, you know, to get an education, you can't read and write. Again, it keeps you in that poverty-stricken lifestyle. But the more that you attend school, the better off that you'll have a chance to succeed.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about the CCCS. Maybe some aren't aware. What is it, I guess, first?
Well, again, Children's Christian Concern Society started 45 years ago. And as I was saying, these past 3 or 4 years, we've been kind of going through a transition. We've come up with what we call our 2020 vision. By the year 2020, it's our hope and prayerful goal that we would become known in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as the premier children's international ministry across the globe. We have also part of that, and you'll be seeing that if you're part of our you know, our newsletters and so on, we have just recently are doing what we're saying, doing ministry as, or a DBA, doing ministry as Lead a Child, which stands for LEAD, Lutherans Educating and Discipling Children. And so that's our hope is that working in those 28 countries, that we will bring the love of Jesus through Christian education. So, you know, our primary focus is Christian education. So we've always said that, you know, it is our prayer and hope that we can bring hope, as Jeremiah 29:11 says, you know, "For I have a plan for you, says the Lord, to prosper and not to harm you, but a plan to bring you a hope and a future." And so through Christian education, we believe that we're bringing, first of all, number one, eternal hope, and that eternity will bring that great hope into the lives of these poverty-stricken children. And then also, then second to that is giving them an education. And so that's, so CCCS is about financially supporting Lutheran schools in those countries. And so that's, so again, our funds that we help pay, you know, for teacher stipends, for uniforms for children, for a curriculum, but the curriculum is very minimum. You know, these schools that we're talking about in these countries are schools that have no electricity, no running water. Many of them don't even have, I mean, bathrooms. And if they do, they're you know, outhouses up on the side of the school. And you know, dirt floors, tin roofs, thatched roofs. And the children come, and they are so excited about being there that they will sit there for hours learning. The classes consist of a teacher-student ratio from anywhere from one teacher to even sometimes up to 75 students. So you can, it's a very challenging situation, but the children will sit, it's unbelievable what they do in terms of discipline and how the children are so attentive to what's being taught by the teacher. And most of it's done by rote and by memory because they have very little resources. If they have a chalkboard and some chalk, they're doing quite well.
Wow. I was also going to ask you about the website on CCCS. You have a video on there. It starts out by saying nearly a billion people will enter the 21st century and they'll be unable to read a book or sign their names. That's just, to me, that I just found that amazing. I don't know if, do you think that the general population doesn't realize that there's that many people out there that just are unable to read and write?
Yeah, isn't that something? And that 130 million of those are school-age children. You know, another phenomenal statistic is that for every 10 children who start school, how many of them will drop out? That's the question. And when I'm speaking of that, I'm speaking of the three major regions that CCCS, Lead a Child, is involved in. That's in Africa, region is one. The second region is the South and West Asia. When I speak of that, I'm speaking of India, Bangladesh. These are some of the countries we're in: Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia. And then the third region is Latin America, which includes Central America and South America. For every 10 children who start school in Africa, 42% of them drop out of school.
Wow.
And then here's the other incredible part of that is that if they drop out of school, they're more likely, once a kid, student drops out of school, most of the time they don't ever return. But the other statistic is how many of them will repeat that same grade because of just a lack of information. In the South and west part of Asia, in that area, 33% of them will drop out of school. And Latin America and Central America, South America, 17% will drop out of school, which is not too bad. The United States is less than 1% drop out of school. So that kind of gives you a perspective of what's happening.
Definitely. Now, CCCS could easily focus on so many different areas, and I would imagine that it's quite overwhelming. How are the different projects chosen?
Well, first of all, CCCS, Lead a Child, we don't go out and solicit countries. We, through missionaries, through individual Lutherans, if they find out about us, they will contact us. And then we have a simple application process they go through. And then on an annual basis, they report to us accountably on accountability of finances, what they're teaching and so on three times a year. And then in the third report, then they have the opportunity to reapply. But we also work directly through, if possible, the National Lutheran Church of that country. So when we send funds, it's our hope that we would send it through the national church so that it filters. Well, we don't, of course, we want our funds not to stop at the national church level, but to go directly to our schools. And so that's kind of the process that we work through. And this year, coming up for 2013, we already have three new countries who are requesting support. And it's always a challenge for us to take on. In the past 5 years, I think we've expanded to about seven new countries. So it just continues to grow.
That is great. Well, tell us about some of the project sites of CCCS.
Some of the projects? They range from a variety of different, from all sorts. In Cuba, we're in Cuba. We have what we call little Biblica vacation Bible school, little Saturday morning schools, Christian education schools that happen that are out in the rural areas. There's eight sites there. So that's, different. It's not Lutheran, day school, but it's a chance for the Lutheran churches in Cuba to reach out to children in the rural communities. So that's one. In Thailand, and we have, we have a preschool, or a couple of preschools, so we work through the preschools. In Guinea, Africa, which is a phenomenal country that's just growing in leaps and bounds in terms of starting schools. They have their schools, Lutheran schools, are dealing with four-year-olds through second grade. So, and after second grade, then they quit, and then the children move on to the public school system. And then the reason for that is 4 and 5 and 6, 7-year-olds are really, from their perspective, are too young to walk a long distance to the public school system. So the National Lutheran Church of Guinea is offering these schools. And when we started with them like 6, 7 years ago, about 12 schools, they have now expanded to almost 100 Lutheran schools. And they see it as their great outreach in terms of bringing Christ to their country. I have a little story here that just came in from one of our reports from Tiquipaya, Bolivia. We have three boarding schools. That's another part of what we help support. And in fact, 45 years ago is where we originally started, was in Zacapa, Guatemala, where we created and started this boarding school. And what happened is that our co-founders, Jim and Edie Jorns, were agricultural missionaries and traveled to Guatemala, and he was just serving in terms of helping them with their agricultural part and teaching them how to grow their crops in a better way.
Sure.
And she was a sociologist, teacher type of mother, had two children there, and this is back in the 60s, and she just saw all these children from the rural community in mountain regions who were not going to school. So when she came back to Southwest Kansas, went to her LWML ladies and said, "We've got to build a boarding school so the children from the mountain regions can come in and attend Divine Savior Lutheran School that had been there since the 50s. And that's how we got started. So that was a boarding school there that we still support. This one is in Bolivia. And there's about 38 students that are there. And it's just incredible what our students will do to get an education. Some of these students will walk to this boarding school some 15 hours by foot to attend this boarding school.
You said 15 hours?
15 hours.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
And the thing about wow. it is I think every, I can't remember if it's every month, but or every 6 weeks or so, that they are expected to go home to spend time with their families, and so they stay connected with their families. So they're walking, you know, long distances many times. And this Pinkie Pie is located about 8 or 9,000 foot up in the mountains of Bolivia.
Okay.
And but these children really have no money, and many of the parents are, of course, are farmers, and they will pay their tuition or help support, you know, the tuition as best as possible by bringing potatoes and wheat and many items like that to offset their costs.
That's great. And it sounds like the parents then understand the importance as well.
Most definitely, yeah.
Now, I understand that there's also scholarships that some of these students are able to use to go to school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What we, and that's primarily what we try to do is the funds that we send, many, again, it just depends upon the program site. Some will do specific scholarships for students, but majority of our sites will take the funds that we send them and pool it together, which then helps and supports basically all the student body of that particular school or that project site. But what we try to, what we say, it's not a written policy, but we simply say to our schools that, you know, it is very, very important for you to be self-sustaining. We don't want you to become dependent totally upon CCCS Lead a Child's funding. So we say, you know, if we will help support maybe up to about 50%, but we hope and pray that the parents and families will help whatever they can to offset the tuition cost alongside that. So that's what we are, that's our hope and prayer is that they, again, it's very difficult because they really have very little. And so the funds that we do send make a huge difference in keeping those schools open.
All right. Well, you are listening to Faith and Family here on KFUO. We're talking about Lutherans and education, and today we're talking with David Savings. He is of the Children's Christian Concern Society, and it partners with the Lutheran pastors and teachers in 28 countries they provide a Christian education to. And we are going to take a short break. If you have some questions or a comment for David, or maybe you'd like to find out how you can get involved in giving more children around the world a Christian education, give us a call. We're going to open up our phone lines here shortly after the break, and we would love to hear from you. Those numbers in St. Louis are 314-505-7850 or 800-730-2727. You can also email your questions or comments to family@kfuo.org. And as I said, we'll be addressing those coming up on the second half of the show. We will continue that discussion whenever we come back. We'll be right back here on Faith and Family. And welcome back to Faith and Family at KFUO. I'm Liz Hoffman, and we're discussing Lutheran education this week. Our guest today is David Saving of the Children's Christian Concern Society. If you have a question or a comment for David, now is your chance. Give us a call and get in on this discussion about education. From St. Louis, 314-505-7850. Or if you're outside of St. Louis, you can call 800-730-2720. 97, or give us an email to your questions and comments. That's family@kfuo.org. Now, David, we were talking about Christian education before the break, and I wondered if you would just kind of tell us, we can get an education anywhere for our children, but why is a Christian education so important?
Well, you know, I think a couple of our stories and children that are being affected by CCCS, Lead a Child, is that it gives them, again, as we say, an eternal hope, even though they may still live in the poverty that they live in, but they know that they have a Savior who is going to provide for them daily, spiritually, but hopefully even physically. You know, the exciting thing about that is that these children become, in essence, little missionaries. We call them mini missionaries in Ghana, one of their countries in Africa that we are involved in. There's a Concordia International Lutheran School there, is there, and the kindergartners and preschoolers are very, of course, are always eager to learn. And the pastor there says, I thank God every day for the school and the children. The school is surely going to be a witnessing community. He says a Muslim woman talked to the teacher, and she said, my children are telling me, my teacher says, I must honor my father and mother. It is a commandment from God, and I want to learn more about this wonderful things. You're teaching my children. And I gave her, and then the teacher gave her a small catechism and in her native language and encouraged her to read it. And so here you can see the benefits of a Christian education is, and that's our hope, is bringing Christ to the world. These little children who are studying in the schools that we support are becoming little missionaries. In Paraguay is another kind of cute little story about bringing the gospel home. It says many parents in Paraguay in South America do not know Jesus. Concordia Lutheran School in Hano provides scholarships for 21 children. And the chaplain there writes that these children bring the gospel message home. It is reseeded into families. And so he's just saying that And this happens through seven little Bible schools that are happening throughout Paraguay. So that's just kind of what happens when Christ comes to these children. They just don't stay in the school, but they bring it home, and that it is changing lives of whole families.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. I believe that, you know, that soon we will see, and we already see success stories of children who have graduated from these Lutheran schools and are making a huge difference in the lives of their countries. And I believe that someday soon, one of these scholarship students will possibly become a world leader or the president of their country, which then in turn can change the face of that country. And I truly believe that's going to happen.
That'll be wonderful. Now, can you tell us how many students are actually educated around the world through CCCS?
Well, again, it's about over 250 sites in the 28 countries, and those funds, indirectly or directly, depending on the situation, are touching over 26,000 students.
Wow, that is really great. What about the teachers? Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure. You know, the teachers, their education level can range from anywhere from a third grade level all the way up, of course, through university schooling. You know, remote villages, I mean, where there is no public school system or anything, parents truly understand, and I see them face-to-face, and they talk to me, saying, we will do anything to have a school in their village or their community. And even parents who, like I say, who might just have a third grade schooling level will be the teacher to give, you know, a future and a hope for their children. And but, you know, most of our teachers in these countries, and again, it's every country is different, but on an average, teachers make a salary, monthly salary, U.S. dollars of anywhere from 30 U.S. dollars up to, you know, maybe 120 U.S. dollars. So it's just incredible what they will do to survive. The challenge for our CCCS lead child schools is that because they just don't have the funds, many of those teachers will have to leave teaching in the Lutheran schools there to go to a public school because they pay a little bit more. It's kind of similar to the United States. You know, our Lutheran school teachers here in the United States just aren't up to the level, many of them, to our public school systems. But
right.
Of course, it's different here. But parents and teachers have to do what they need to do to sustain food on the table for their children, their families. So that's what happens. And that's, again, where CCCS, Lead a Child, comes in, and we help finance and subsidize the teachers. We call them teacher stipends and salaries. So.
Okay. Well, how can more people help to educate the children around the world? How can they get involved?
Well, you know, the first thing I would say is that your listeners would simply go to our website, the www.leadachild.org, leadachild.org. Again, I don't think I mentioned this, but we are a recognized service organization of the LCMS, and we've been around for 45 years. I say we're the hidden jewel in the of the LCMS in terms of international children's education, Christian education. But that's where they can start, and they can donate online there. But I would really challenge your listeners. There's two major ways that they can help and connect with our teachers and our students in a personal way. We have what we call Lead a Child Partnership, and we have a Lead a Teacher Partnership. The Lead a Child Partnership is, and I don't say it's a student sponsorship program, because your funds, which we ask that if, you know, if you for $25 a month, you can help support a school, and the student's photo that you receive is a student from that school that we ask that, of course, that you pray for that student and pray for that school, and over the year you would receive a thank you note from the student. But that's a way you can connect and help continue to support the schools so that they can continue to stay open. And then we have our Lead a Teacher Partnership. So if you'd like to help support, subsidize, and offset the cost of a teacher's stipend salary for anywhere from $40 to $65 a month, you can be directly connected with that teacher through a photo of the teacher, and the teacher would write you. But again, it's your funds go to help support CCCS worldwide, and that's. But we, at this point in time, our sponsorships or our partnerships that we have, 100% of what you give goes directly to our projects. So that's a. We raise our administrative fees in a variety of other ways. Matter of fact, I have 10 bikers that are going to be biking across the state of Nebraska with me the first week in June, and that's how we raise administrative costs. We do pledges. And then I have a team of 25 of us that are traveling at the end of June to Guatemala, our first country that we went into to help support. It's the 45th anniversary, and I'm taking a team of 12 bikers and a eye clinic, and then a couple of teachers who will be doing training workshops for our project teachers at the, and we're going to be biking, the 12 of us are going to be biking across the country of Guatemala.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, tell us some of the stories of different children who have succeeded in life thanks to the opportunities of the CCCS.
Sure. Yeah, again, if you go to our website and you look under one of our links for videos, we have a video that talks about a little bit about the history of CCCS, Lead a Child, but also the very first, we call kind of our poster child, our very first sponsored student. Her name was Gloria Camira, and she was a young 8-year-old girl back in the late 60s. who the co-founder saw on the Caribbean coast of Guatemala, and saw that she didn't have any parents. She was living with her grandparents. They took her in to the boarding school, and she grew up at the boarding school, had no money, was educated. And then, in fact, she met her husband-to-be, who was also at the boarding school, who became a Lutheran pastor. And she became a teacher and educator. And they stayed in Guatemala and worked in a mission Lutheran school and church for 15 years. And about 15 years ago, God called them to come, believe it or not, became missionaries to the country of the United States. And they are now presently in the Chicago area. He's a Hispanic pastor in the inner city of Chicago, and she teaches in a Spanish Lutheran inner city school to Spanish Hispanic children. And her name is Gloria, and great success story. Pastor Luis Jacinto became president of the National Lutheran Church. He was a scholarship student many years ago. We have David is his name, principal in El Salvador, who was a scholarship student at a boarding school and grew up, and then now is leading a church and a huge school that's a CCCS partnered school. And matter of fact, there's one of the scholarship students, I can't tell you his name, in Guatemala, is now a general in the army of the Guatemalan army.
That's wonderful.
So there's stories and stories of children that have now are adults who are making a difference for Christ.
I was going to say, it sounds like there are numerous success stories. And I was going to ask you, what is it like knowing that because of the works that you and the CCCS has done, what kind of feeling does that give you, that you have changed these lives and even generations to come?
Right. It's phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, and it's not me. It's not CCCS, but it's people like you, our individual donors and Lutheran churches around the United States, through the gracious gifts and blessings that God has given them, that they then can support CCCS. We become the extension of them. But, you know, the true fact is it's none of us, but it's the Holy Spirit who initiates faith within these 26,000 children and teachers around the world. We kind of say that we have, and they're not our staff, of course, but there's over 1,000 teachers involved in these schools and program directors who, if it weren't for private individual donors, their lives would be destitute. Of course, they would still survive. They have the hope of Jesus, but that's just the great feeling about it, is knowing that we have been and are blessed to be the extension of Christ's love and grace in these kids' lives.
Okay, listeners, if you would like to get in on this conversation, or maybe tell us how you feel it's important that we as Christians continue to help educate as a Christian education the children around the world, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. There's plenty of time yet. 800-730-2727 or 314-505-7850 in St. Louis, or send us an email, family@kfuo.org. We'd love to hear from you, hear your questions or your comments that you may have. Now, Dave, I thought it was real interesting. I found on your website page different projects that you have, and one was something that you could do anywhere, I guess. And it says you can make crosses that say Jesus loves you in all these different languages. Tell us about this project.
Well, right now we have a grant that has been written by our international director, Don Miller, to the LWML International Convention that's coming up, and it was accepted. It hasn't been approved by the ladies, which will happen this June in Pittsburgh. But we have about a $77,000 grant where we have asked that they would support us so that we can buy Bibles and Luther's small catechism to put them in all of the over the 250 sites around the world. So that's an exciting, hopeful goal that we have. But again, you know, we have a variety of different things that CCCS does, and we're in the process as we continue to grow. We have a small staff of 5 people who help get the word out around the world and take care of the reports and raise funds for CCCS Lead a Child. But it's critical that we have the support of those like your listeners to help us make that happen. And but the materials we give the funds to our sites and whatever their greatest needs are, but it has to be focused on Christian education. We give them the authority and the right to do so. And of course, we have simple guidelines that the parameters of what that means. But we're pretty generous in allowing them to meet the greatest needs. For an example, in the country of Haiti, we have 7 projects there. We partner with another RSO LCMS organization called Trinity Hope, and they are exclusively in the country of Haiti where they have a lunch program. And so we provide the Christian education, they provide the food, the lunches for students there. Many of those students in Haiti, if they're blessed to have one meal a day, they're doing well. And now because of Trinity Hope and CCCS Lead a Child, they're getting an education and also getting food too, on a daily, at least 5 days a week. But that's what, you know, that's what the funds go for. Many of them, you know, we're in the process as we continue to grow by God's blessings that we can add additional staff to help us focus in on how we can bring curriculum to our program sites, educational sites around the world. And with our new website, we have the capabilities of being able to, of course, do webinars unbelievably. So many of our programs across the world have access to us via Internet. So the gospel is getting out across the world globally through technology. It's phenomenal.
Yes, the Internet has changed the world in so many ways, and I think it's great that this way more people are able to share the gospel.
Yeah. There's a Reverend Amos Boulé, who is the national president, Lutheran president of Liberia, Africa, on the west coast of Africa. We had an opportunity a few months ago to interview him, and he kind of just tells us that in 2012, they are serving over 2,600 girls and 3,000 boys in 12 different sites. And that's, you know, again, it can only happen. We support on an annual basis to the country of Liberia $19,250. So if you were to divide that out amongst the 6,000 students they hope to reach this year in 2013, it's not a whole lot of money, but what they can do to make a dollar grow to make a difference is just phenomenal. They're very frugal and yet very very creative in terms of making that happen.
That's great. Now, I understand that also groups can contribute to CCCS, such as maybe a VBS. I know that's coming up for many churches, and they always like to have money set aside for an organization. Tell us some of the other groups that have contributed to CCCS.
Right. You know, we have, you know, some corporations have supported us privately, and that's a very few. But primarily, Lutheran churches around the United States, Lutheran schools, we have what we call Lead the Way Together program. It's something that we started about 2 or 3 years ago, where we're connecting Lutheran schools and/or Lutheran churches in the United States with our mission project sites around the world, and it's a long-term kind of commitment where a church or a school in the United States can make a 3 to 5 year commitment and partner with them, and the two leadership teams from both sites meet together whether it's via Skype or the internet or virtually face to face, where the United States Church leadership team will go to the site where whatever country and sit down and put together a plan. So that's another way that churches out there or schools who want to have a direct connection with our program sites can do so. Interact, do teacher training, a variety of things. It's an exciting program. We have Holy Cross in Wichita, Kansas is starting a 5-year partnership in Zacapa, Guatemala. We have a St. Matthew in Lee's Summit, Missouri, who is connecting and doing a 3-to-5-year commitment in St. Mark, Haiti. So what happens is that they pool together their resources, and that's what we talk about, trying to be the second chapter of Acts, Christian community, where they teach the apostles, the apostles' teachings. They break bread together, they pray for one another, and they pool together their resources to help support one another, and that's what this is about. But then many Sunday schools, DBSs, will raise funds in their offerings to be a partner with us with the Lead a Child Partnership, and so we'll send photos of our students to their Sunday school classes, and Lutheran schools will do that also.
I think that would be great also for the children of the Sunday schools and the schools, even to watch the videos on your site to see where this money is going and the kids they're actually helping. That's got to be great.
Yes. The LCMS districts around the United States, they have what they call Hearts for Jesus. It's in February. Typically it happens, and many districts will select a mission organization, and so we have been doing that with many of our districts, where all the schools and their churches will take the month of February to raise funds for CCCS Lead a Child.
Now, you mentioned something you called earlier. You called it the 1040 window. Can you tell us a little more about this?
Right. It's just that, in terms of the mission field and the missiology philosophy that in the 1040 window, which is basically the region across Africa and Asia from 10 degrees latitude north of the equator to 40 degrees latitude north of the equator. And that is where over 66% of the world's population live. That's approximately 4.4 billion people live in that what we call that window. And it extends all the way east into China and all the way west to Africa, to the west borders of Africa. But that is where the majority of the people live, and so we are making it a concerted effort to help those countries there who are, and just this last year we went into Ghana and to Gambia, Africa, and we just also took on India. So in 2013, this year, we're supporting those three new countries.
That is wonderful. Well, listen, we are already running out of time. David Sabin, thank you so much for joining us today. You have given us some great information, and we will put a link on our website to CCCS for our listeners as well. So go on and check them out and learn how you can help educate the children of the world, not just an education, but a Christian education. David, thank you again so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless your ministry and your radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. We will be back tomorrow here on KFUO, Faith and Family. We're going to be talking about Lutherans in Education again with Angus Manouge of Concordia University, Wisconsin. He's going to tell us what his recent graduates are experiencing in the teaching and ministry field. So plan on joining us tomorrow at 11 on KFUO. We're the messenger of good news. Make it a great day.